Congress is getting ready to look at possibly reducing spending for the current federal fiscal year. Environmental groups say the amount of money planned for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI, is already $175 million less than last year, and they don't want the number to shrink more. The River Alliance of Wisconsin has been using about $1.5 million for a project to help lake sturgeon spawn in the Menominee River in northeastern Wisconsin, near Marinette. The Alliance's executive director is Denny Kneff.
The sturgeon is almost an iconic fish here in Wisconsin. There's a pretty healthy population in a different lake system, but they've almost been forgotten in Lake Michigan. This will help eventually revive the fishery and related tourism spending.
Other Lake Michigan projects include trying to protect beaches. Joel Brammeyer of the Alliance for the Great Lakes says a student volunteer with his group has been collecting samples of pollution affecting beaches in South Milwaukee and Racine.
Without that federal funding stream coming into communities around the Great Lakes Basin, those actions are going to evaporate and beaches will keep closing.
Racine is in the district of Republican Representative Paul Ryan, who chairs the House Budget Committee. Ryan pledged last week to try to cut $74 billion from President Obama's planned federal budget. A budget committee spokesman did not respond to a phone call and email about preserving the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.